Now time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Nemaha Central Voices basketball coach John Thomas after a couple games from past week. And Coach, let's start off with your game at Royal Valley, because this was a fun one. You guys went out 42-41 on the road.
Yeah, I think we led twice. I think we led 65 in the final score, if I remember correctly. You know, we really had a battle. I thought our defense was as good as it was had been all year, which is a bright spot for us. And offensively, there was a few, you know, there's moments in time where we got things rolling a little bit. So it was a good night for us.
Yeah, now down the stretch, getting some big stops. Tell us what are some of the things you did right defensively in those final moments of the game?
Well, you know, they had one kid scoring a lot of points for him, and we knew we had to defend him well and you know, maybe keep the ball out of his hands. We made a few switches in our defense. We had several timeouts there in the final stretch there, and we made little tweaks to our defense during each timeout, and I think those little tweaks that we made paid off for us.
You sure did. And then you guys followed that up with a game in the Thunder Classic. You guys fall 53-39. What were some things that didn't go right in that game that you were wanting to go right?
Well, you know, we went from playing maybe our best ball game or close to our best ball game on Friday to probably our worst ball game on Tuesday. We just really, we never were a part of the ball game. We just kind of went through the motions. We really didn't have any energy. There just wasn't a lot right with what we were doing until the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, we decided to up our aggression and up our tempo on offense and started attacking their defense, but it was too late.
And now you guys take on a Jackson Heights team and from a different league. And first, before we get to them, what is it like just playing with these teams? What's it like getting some looks from teams that you don't normally play?
Well, I think that's most teams. That's what they look forward to when you're playing a double round. When you're playing a round robin in your league, you're playing everybody twice in your league, and you kind of hope to see some different people. So that's what's nice about our tournament, that we do get to see some different people. And once in a while, we meet up with Hiawatha, and that gives us three times, maybe four times facing them. But it's good to see different people because, you know, you get tired of seeing the same old, same old.
Absolutely. And, Coach, what are some things that you know about the Cobras?
Well, I know they've struggled this year, but they have won, what, three of their last five, maybe? Something like that. So they've put some things together here recently. And, you know, I know that they're going to play hard. They're going to be hungry to win a ball game because, unfortunately, for the loser of our ball game tonight, the loser doesn't get to play anymore in the tournament. It's only seven teams.
Well, Coach, best of luck to you in that one, and talk to you again next week. Look forward to it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Nemaha Central Boys Head Basketball Coach John Thomas here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and House Seed.